Hey everyone, it's been a little while. Welcome to the show. I just want to talk about actually my Tesla. A lot of people know from my social media how I'm a Tesla fanboy, at least my wife says that. And I want to talk about the Tesla. I've owned this for a year now, so I can give you a 1 year review. And a lot of people were on the fence about buying electric cars and the issues and insurance. So I kind of want to go over some points to consider if you want to purchase a Tesla. So first and foremost, the delivery process with Tesla of our car, we purchased it right before our wedding in September, and we had delivery in December before the end of the last year, so we got the $7,500 tax credit. So we were pretty stressed out about getting it in time. So taking delivery of the car is extremely important, especially with all these EV credits going away. So we were very stressed out, but we eventually did deliver. We did get financing through credit unions. The issue with the Tesla lease Model S is that it's a new market, so a lot of banks are a little apprehensive to lend. But we did find Schools First through my wife. I recommend them. They have the best rate. I think we got 2.99. I believe a pretty good financing. I think over 90% financing, something like that. We didn't put a whole lot down. So that's what I do recommend, to go to a credit union. They're very good. If you're part of an institution of higher learning, you can get that. And my wife works at UCLA, so we're that. Another thing is insurance. When I drove my Chevy Volt, it was never an issue of getting car insurance. With the Tesla, there's not many banks out there, insurance companies that want to lend and borrow, insure a Tesla because the cost of it's unexpected. It's very high. So we end up starting it with Geico. Everyone says they're the low price leader. In the EV market, hell no. They are not price competitive. I was there with them for 6 months, and they wanted about $170 a month, which was okay, which we felt at that time was reasonable. But then after 6 months, and I have a perfect driving record and no tickets or anything of that sort, so it doubled. So they wanted about $350 bucks a month on insurance, which is ridiculously expensive. So thank God we found a AAA, and I'm paying about $210 a month. So AAA was a lot more competitive in terms of insuring a Tesla, so I recommend that. Tesla's coming out with their new insurance company. It's relatively new, but I do definitely think that may be another option to look into if you're a new buyer of the Tesla Model S, 3, or X. So the reason why I purchased this car is because of the free supercharging. I was driving to Ontario every single day, about 4 or 5 days a week, and I was working that area. So I ended up putting about 22,000 miles on the car in 1 year. So I kind of want to talk about that. The autopilot feature was pretty awesome, taking the 10 freeway. It was very buggy in the beginning. It was kind of annoying. But now I feel with the new technology and all the updates that they have added to the car, it's much more smoother and more human-like in terms of its movements. Supercharging, how long does it take? I get that question a lot. How does it feel? Coming from Koreatown out to Ontario, the only places I could really charge was in Rancho and Fontana. A lot of these places have 72 kilowatts per hour, and then some places have 150. But my experience is that in Rancho, all the units are always damaged. I would say 25% of them are not working or not in use. So I end up driving about 10 minutes up the road in Fontana with the nearest superchargers, but they were a lot less slower in terms of speed. If you do get a supercharger, Tesla supercharging was included with the Model S, so that's the reason why I purchased the car, and as well as the tax rebate that was very enticing to do. But you're gonna have to wait a long time for supercharging, a lot of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes sometimes. There's videos out there about Armageddon about this past Thanksgiving, where it was like a 2 or 3 hour wait. I mean, I could see that happening when you're really at the mercy of Tesla. That can happen. That can occur with all these Model 3s. So yeah, there's a lot of Model 3s out there. And because of the Model 3 is out there, a lot of high performance got free supercharging as well. So it's just, yeah, it's a thing you have to deal with, the wait. In terms of waiting, I would draw my battery down pretty much to about 10% and charge it back up to 90. And that could take 35 to 40 minutes, sometimes 50 minutes to charge. So there are some cool features like watching Netflix or watching YouTube. But I would be on the phone and doing sales calls and stuff like that. So you're gonna have to be very patient. I went to Vegas and some people don't have the patience to do supercharging, and you have to do it multiple times on the road. So that's kind of the reality of that. Now, what's the value of supercharging? I had some data about how much money that I would save by having a supercharger, get free supercharging. So I drove 22,000 miles, divided by 25 miles a gallon. So that's 880 gallons at $4.50 a gallon for premium gas or something comparable for Model S. So I saved $4,000 the first year in driving. So the more you drive, the more you save. So that's something I'm pretty happy about. 4,000 plus another 10,000, 7,500 tax credit, as well as $2,500 from the state of California. So that's $14,000 off the top that I've saved in the first year of the car. It's very expensive. So I think that's pretty great about that, is I can go to the Bay Area, and superchargers are everywhere now. They're adding more, but they definitely need some more off the 10 freeway. So if you're living in the San Gabriel Valley, there's nothing around. You have to go to Pasadena, or you have to drive out to Inland Empire. So that's kind of annoying. So I hope Elon will address that. There's one coming in West Covina this year. They say last year, this year, but it has yet to happen. So that would help a lot. Some stuff off the 10, off the 60 as well, so for the SGV. The issues with the car, I've had many issues. No, some issues. Issues with the frunk not closing. They replaced that. Issue with calibration after they did the full self-driving hardware update. So I was driving around for about a week, and it was a beeping noise for a week until I got it into the shop and they fixed it. One issue is screen freezing while I'm driving. It's kind of like I would say talking on a phone or something, and your screen freezing. Probably can't do that on a cell phone, but that's the reality of that. And is it kind of dangerous? Yes. It's happened a few times. Or the car resetting while you're driving. So not being able to use turn signals or odometers and whatnot while you're driving can be very stressful. But I managed, and it turned on pretty quickly. But that can be very uneasy for people who are driving a car. We don't deal with that kind of stuff usually when you're driving a car. Now, looking back on this was my dream car. I'm from Fremont, California. That's my hometown. The reason why I always buy American cars, and the fact this car is made in Fremont, is something that's sentimental value to me. I'm big on technology from the Silicon Valley, so I always had a dream of buying this car. So I do thank my wife for allowing me to get this Tesla. Maybe it wasn't pertinent after having a wedding and all that, but we just saw the value in it, and we do love the car. And I do feel like improvements to the car. Would I buy this car again? Yes, I would. The newer Teslas are cheaper now, and the range is much better. You can get 350 range on their low model car, and I wish I did have that more additional range. So you would have to charge less frequently. And I believe you're getting away with, you're not getting the tax credits now. They're completely gone now. But the car, the price has gone down in price. So it kind of negates any losses that you had with that. So yeah, I would purchase it again. If you're looking to purchase a Tesla, a lot of people want to know referral codes and stuff like that. Definitely, you can definitely use a referral code that I do have that you guys can use. And that would be Stephen, Stephen, 87697. Stephen, 87697. I think they're going to give a free 1,000 supercharging miles for all the three models. And as well as a $100 war for a solar panel Tesla, which they're getting pretty aggressive, finally putting some resource and time into that. I do want to thank all my fans and for listening and for giving me feedback. And So you have a great weekend and talk to you soon.